All right, so we are back with our promise episode.
Yeah, a couple days later.
You're gonna write. So the topic of the podcast today is 50 Shades of
Abuse. Gray.
Well, yeah, like almost everyone has seen 50 Shades of Gray.
This may be true.
A lot of people who like have come into the BDSM community was introduced through 50 Shades of Gray.
From my aspect of it, a lot of people that have questions about it always base their questions on 50 Shades of Grey.
Right, right.
So it's not.
It's very used as a reference to people in the vanilla lifestyle.
Yeah. Because even at work, I had a discussion about 50 Shades of Grey and how it wasn't. She didn't want to try it because she felt like it wouldn't be safe for her to do, and there's no, you know, telling him no and things like that when that's not true.
I feel like for anybody to automatically feel like they can't be safe or they aren't safe
with their sexual partner.
Right, with their sexual partner, I feel like they automatically have the wrong idea
of sex.
Of BDSM, period. Of the dynamic, period. Because there's no way you should be afraid of your dom.
Well, I mean, their dynamic was more master-slave, obviously. And then in the end, if you've watched the whole little trilogy thing, you know, she's more in control as the movie trilogy goes on. But in this...
But the initial...
Yeah.
Pow, 50 Shades of Grey. It's like, oh, no. And then me as a kinkster seeing it, it's like, that's not how that's supposed to go. Like, someone who's actually actively in the lifestyle, like, I feel like the movie angered me. Because it's like, okay, that's not how that goes. Okay, well, she didn't consent to this. And he didn't really ask for consent. So, it was a lot of,
it was more power play, because he just threw money at her. You know, he got her whatever she wanted, the house she wanted. But then
power play, it was more like manipulation.
You could say that. But when she got pregnant, though, he was mad. But, you know, they had discussed her being on birth control and things like that, reminding her to take her pills and such. But, you know, that is a part of the dynamic. But the way that he got, well, the way he was portrayed in the movie to be so angry because she became pregnant, you know, that's still something they should have discussed before.
Right.
And, you know, in real life situations, it's supposed to be discussed prior to. And then if it does happen, you know, everything isn't 100% foolproof. It's only like that 99%.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're, even if you aren't in a vanilla relationship and you're just in that DS relationship, you should still take into account that sex, heterosexual sex, leads to
grown examples.
So when you open your legs and you do that, unprotected, protected, because sometimes protection doesn't always work either if you don't use it right. So it's just a lot of.
We will be doing a visual on how to wear a condom, you guys.
Right.
I swear, it's like the generations, they don't know how to do it. I had a condom on. Yeah, you had it on backwards, homie.
Right. It broke. Well, it broke because you used it wrong.
Yeah. But, so the movie, and when I watched it, it didn't really. It was just more, all right, this ain't real. This is just really annoying.
Right, yeah.
And I don't see why people are, you know, so turned on by the movie. Like, that.
And I guess it's just because a lot, like I said, a lot of people. Sorry to cut you off, Marco. I think a lot of people, it's just like, okay, this is something new. It's something that everyone's hyping up on. And I can just use it to spice up the bedroom.
And when, I mean, that's completely fine, but at the same time, once that spice is gone, then you realize you don't have the correct partner.
Right.
And then now you're in the same situation looking for the same thing.
Right.
But back to the 50 Shades of Grey thing. Before. Because she was a virgin at the time, like when they first started talking. So he basically gave her an ultimatum. You know, either sign this contract, I take your virginity, or you leave. Like, in the movie. So it's like, okay, that's not how this works. You know, these relationships, DS, master slave, power exchanges, period, are all based on, you know, human interaction, consent, and, you know, a love of each other, or a love of the type of dynamic, or, you know, just the type of kink that you guys share. It's based off of that mutual, you know, enjoyment. So it's not, I feel like for her case, it wasn't that. She was more in love with him, and he was more in love with the idea of using her. So it was more okay. Then alcohol became it. So, you know, and at one point she uses a safe word, but he continues. So it's like you're still shedding a bad light on the whole aspect of BDSM kinks involvement, period.
And just like the one that I think it's the second one that we watched, where he was angry and he used his anger or he used his I'm dominant master whatever in anger, when, you know, it shouldn't be like that. Everything you do should be out of love and out of caring for that person. You shouldn't want to hurt someone out of anger. I understand, you know, being disappointed and punishment, but you should still love me. I should still feel the love in that. I should still understand why I'm getting punished.
You know, you didn't take your punishment. You know that?
Yeah. I took part of it.
Mm-hmm. Anywho. I'm just lighter on her. I try to, you know, explain why she's in trouble before taking the paddle approach. But she gonna get it, y'all. She gonna get it one of these days. She be working on it. But
I'm taking good. I was good today.
Today, yes, you were good today. I appreciate that. I see you lined your stuffies up over there too. I appreciate that. But so for that instance, you know, if alcohol is ever a factor and you don't feel safe in your sexual situation, always have a friend that knows where you are at some point.
Oh yeah, a sober buddy.
Yeah, say no if you are not comfortable. Some bars have code words where you can go to the bartender, waitress, chef, whatever you are, wherever you're at, and you know, you can tell them, hey look, I'm uncomfortable in this situation, and they'll either get you out, you know, or you know, they'll find some type of alternative for that. Don't ever get in a situation where you're uncomfortable, where you feel like you have, where you're unsafe, period.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But that's why, even if you're with that person, consent,
that's a big thing.
You have to have a mutual agreement that that's what you want. Hard limits and soft limits.
But even if it's discussed, you know, weeks before, you know, say you guys are long distance and you say, you know, you could talk all that game while you're away from somebody.
Right, when you're actually there, we like, you using a paddle on me. Mm-hmm. I ultimately have a say. If I am not comfortable with that, I'm going to tell you, no, that's not what I want, but that's something you discussed in the beginning.
But you still gonna get pop. But yes, this is very true, you know.
And it's just like certain things that you won't do, make that clear, and that your person should understand that either way. Because some doms don't feel comfortable doing certain things to a submissive. And it's like, okay, I don't want to do that to you, and I'm not going to do that to you. Just have that. Mm-hmm. Nobody can make you do anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's things that I want you to do that you aren't comfortable doing, but that's something you aren't comfortable doing, and you made that known. So,
but you know, ultimately she does have a say, but I still have a say as well in how far I want to take things, or how aggressive, or how, you know, paddle, switches, you know, just anything that would leave a mark. Sometimes that's comfortable for me, sometimes it's not, depending on the situation, depending on what it might warrant later. You know, some things you might feel comfortable with, but it'll send you into a state of, you know, just regression, period. You might go back to something that happened to you before, and now, you know, you're thinking you're okay, you know, your dom or your sub is okay with what you did, and then it's like, okay, you won't say anything because they're okay with it, but you're not okay. You know, talk to your partner. You know, it's always better for communication, you know, even if you do decide, you know what, I'm just going to suck it up, I'm going to do it, let them know how it makes you feel. So that way, you know, when the time comes around again, they'll think twice about it. And if they continue to ask you to do something you're uncomfortable with, you need a new partner.
Definitely. I feel like that's where they went a lot wrong too in the movie, because
she didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, she didn't have any guidelines, she just had him. Now, his excuse was the older lady in the movie used him, but that doesn't make it right. You know, if you felt some type of way, you felt used, why go do it to somebody else?
But they didn't really talk either. Like, they didn't really talk about things. It was more like, this is what we're going to do. You're not going to question me. That's how it goes, but there's no conversation about
the first two movies, and then towards the last movie, she had more of a say and how things were running for the both of them. She was more in control of the finances. She was more in control of, you know, the little things as a housewife.
Right.
Instead of as a sub. So it was more, okay, I'm giving her this to see where she what she's going to do with it. But, you know, when she decided she wanted to go back to work, he didn't want her to go back to work. When she decided, you know, she didn't want to use her married last name, he had a fit about it. But, right. You know, she didn't want to use his power with his name to get where she's at. Even though most people
but that's what she did. He just screws her, and then it's like, oh, it's all okay now. It's over.
And, I mean, that's how a lot of people think. You know, even in vanilla relationships, sex fixes a lot of things for some people. Or it patches it up for the time being. And then you're right back in the same situation.
Exactly. And especially, like, I guess I can only speak from being a submissive because that's what I am. I can say that.
Yeah, sex, cupcake.
Sex does... that made me blush a little. Sex doesn't fix everything. Like, sex isn't the answer because in the end, you're still going to have that thought of that feeling in the back of your mind, and it's just going to make it worse, especially when you and your partner are connected on a certain level. It's going to make you feel worse, and you're more likely to sub drop.
Top drop is a thing too, though. You
know? Top drop. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a thing too, you know, to see your submissive in pain or anything like that. That takes a toll on anybody. And even, you know, I'm just going to go to just limits, period. Actors and actresses. Heath Ledger died because he took on a role that he couldn't, you know, separate himself from. It's okay to be your own person. Evan Peters, prime example for American Horror Story. He's not going to be in the next season because he says the characters that he's taken on has taken a toll on his mental health. You know, yeah, ultimately, people can live this lifestyle, you know, 24/7, 365, but it's still a characteristic that you take on at the end of the day. You know, when you're alone with your partner, some people aren't, you know, 100% little space out in public. So, you know, when you do get alone, that's your time to do it. Some people aren't, you know, masters in, even in their everyday lives. Some people answer to other people and then take on this persona as a master because they feel inadequate in their everyday lives. So there's still a characteristic that you take on, but it still takes a toll on your own mental health. So, with that being said, like me, I answer to somebody else every day, but she answers to me most of the time at the end of the day, so I still take this on as a role.
Most of the time?
Sometimes she get bratty on. She don't want to, and then she throw a fit, and then we gotta take away stuffies and such. But that's another discussion. Punishments. Corporal punishments. But yeah, you know, it's still a persona that I take on, and I'm still, you know, dominant at work, but I still have to answer to somebody else. I still take on the role, like when people ask me questions at work, I still take on that role as trainer, supervisor, even though I'm not, I still am nurturing or helpful in those situations. So it's still a part of me, but when it comes time when we come home at the end of the day, you know, she crawls in my lap, I'm daddy all over again. So...
yeah, and I guess, like, I'm sub-ish at work. I guess I'm sub all the time, 24/7. So, I do answer to someone as far as my job goes. But I'm still very... I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I'm still... like, I'm very shy. Like, I don't really talk to anyone or anything like that. But I take on the little sister role to everyone. Like, everyone sees me as this cute little baby. And it's like, you know, oh, Amethyst just does no wrong. She's so innocent. So, that's how most people see me. Like, I'm just this, you know, little innocent baby. Yeah. But that's good, because I want people to see me that way, because I am.
The lies you tell. She all right, y'all. She innocent what she want to be. But don't let her get out of deep. That's it. But back to the initial, 50 Shades of Grey is a bad movie. It's a good movie, but it's a bad movie.
If you're going to explore BDSM, Google it. Just don't use that.
Get a mentor.
Yeah, like definitely get a mentor or get like someone who's experienced in the lifestyle. Like just don't go and try to do it on your own. You can do it on your own, but don't use 50 Shades of Grey as a reference.
And do not try autoerotic asphyxiation by yourself, just by the way. Yes, I know it is by yourself, but don't. That's unsafe. If you don't have like a panic button or nothing like that, because I've had a lot of people tell me they like doing that, but that's just unsafe. If you especially don't know what you're doing, don't let your first time be alone. How about that?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. Because that's how you get in unsafe situations. You know, don't let somebody else, don't explore this, you know, kink with someone else that doesn't know what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, you tied up like a pig with a butt plug in your ass, and then, you know, now you got...
Something gets lost up there.
But now, you know, you're struggling to get out because you're uncomfortable. They don't know what they're doing. You're locked up and
or it starts to affect... Room. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It starts to affect your mental health also. Yeah. When you have a dom that's not really a good dom per se, that can really mess you up. And then you're going to be weary of anybody that comes to you wanting that kind of relationship. So ultimately, like, that can end it for a lot of people. Not having the correct situation or not being in the correct situation. I feel like that's something that could really ruin it for a lot of people. And it does ruin it for a lot of people.
And I mean, for people to say, it's just one of those things that, don't try this alone. Be confident in what you experience. And, you know, communicate. If you're with someone that's vanilla through and through and you feel like, you know what, I want to explore this, communicate with that person, because don't ever go through life with what ifs. I mean, if they love you enough to say, hey, you know, I'll try it with you. If I don't like it, you know, we'll go another route, or you can go your own route. Just make sure that you're comfortable with that to begin with. You know, just because you love someone doesn't mean y'all are meant to be together. It doesn't mean y'all compatible. Because then when you get bored with your vanilla sex life, then you'll be looking for something different.
Yep.
And then both of y'all will be hurting then. So always make sure that your partner is 100% there with you.
Yeah, definitely. And don't force yourself to do anything that you don't want to do just to please someone else. That's where I think a lot of people mess up too. Because you're doing something that you aren't comfortable with or you don't want to do, but you're doing it to please your partner. Like, I'm all for service, trust me. I'm all for doing things that'll please my dominant, but I won't force myself to do anything that I don't like and that my dominant wants to do.
But it also goes both ways, y'all, because I cook and I clean up too. It's not all about what she can do for me. It's an equal give and take, you know. If she don't feel good, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you need to get on your hands, you need to clean the bathroom. No, I'll go and, you know, take the initiative to do the things that I know that need to be done, but also try to take care of her in the same aspect, because it's still a relationship where both of us have to be, you know, we have to both feel wanted. We have to both feel needed, too. So, you know, she needs me to be daddy, so to speak, you know, to be more dominant, to make decisions and things like that. But at the same time, even in that making decisions, I still need her to, you know, say, hey, this is what I want. And I'll make my decision geared toward the things that she wants, if that makes sense. Prime example. I don't care how the living room looks, but I saw a pink couch on Facebook. I was like, I can deal with that. As long as we put some black in there, we can have a pink couch. So I'm okay with the things like that. But, you know, that's still an equal exchange of give and take. You know, that's just how relationships go. That's how BDSM relationships go. No matter what type of relationship, it's still communication. It's still, you know, consent. And it's still being one with each other, really.
Yeah, I definitely agree that you have to be on one accord when it comes to being in a DS relationship, any part of the BDSM community. You have to be one with the other person that you're doing with. Even if it's with multiple people, you guys still have to have that I'm here moment.
And, you know, just to go on the multiple people thing, you know, if your daddy decides, hey, you know, or your dom or anybody that you're with that's, you know, they want someone else, don't take it as they don't want you to. Some people, especially polygamists, they feel like every person that they're with is a different characteristic for them. So some people are switches. Some people want a dom, even though they might be a dom at the time to the little that they have, but they want to be taken care of at one point. You know, not me specifically, because I like to be daddy 24/7. But that's not the same, you know. But it's still saying, okay, well, I have a little that likes to color. I have a little that likes to take bubble baths, but that other little doesn't like to take bubble baths or color. So, you know, it works in all aspects of the dynamic as far as multiple people go. Now, if they just sleeping with each other and that's not what you want, and y'all aren't fulfilling each other and everybody's not getting a piece of something and feeling fulfilled, move on. Don't let somebody use you just for sex or just for their own personal enjoyment, because it's not, that's not a real relationship. And no aspect at all, it's not a real relationship.
That's true. That's true.
But I get to use you. I like you.
I heard that, right? Oh, okay. So I think we're gonna wrap that up. I know this was kind of short, but we're late. So we're definitely gonna be hitting it hard with the podcast, you guys. We definitely have some amazing topics coming up. So be sure to make sure you're putting on those notifications, whatever you got to do to make sure that you're getting these podcasts right to you directly every time we post. Like I said, we definitely will be coming at you with some new topics, and I mean really, really good topics. So I'm super excited. All right, well, bye. All
right, the voice you hear is DZ. I enjoyed my time on your podcast. We'll have some guests coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to be featured, just give us a shout.
Just holler at us.
And if you want us to play your music in our podcast, we will oblige.
Oh, definitely, definitely. If you're an artist and you would like your music featured on our podcast, just hit us up and let us know.
Or if you want your art featured on our soon-to-be-coming website, give us a shout as well.
Booyah. Peace out.